The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
The apostles returned from their mission. They gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Sheep without a shepherd. This reference to sheep and flock and shepherd comes up a number of times in our readings, or in our set of readings this weekend. We begin in our first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, hearing about the people who were without their shepherds. Jeremiah is writing in the name of the Lord. "Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter. It is you who have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not attended them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings." This is the Lord speaking sharply to the leaders, the religious shepherds of God's chosen people, his flock, allowing them to scatter and be uncertain, driving them away and neglecting them. This is a dire situation. It is clearly displeasing to the Lord. In our gospel reading, Jesus gathers up the apostles and they set off to find a moment of rest. But the people see them and run around the bank of the lake or the sea and meet them where they land before they arrive. Rather than getting a rest, Jesus shows compassion on them because he sees that they are like sheep without a shepherd. And so he cares for them. Our Lord is the Good Shepherd. If we slide back to our first reading for a moment, we hear the Lord present a solution. "I will deal with you, poor shepherds, bad shepherds, neglectful shepherds, later. You will know my judgment. But now I will gather the remnant of my flock out of the lands where I have driven them. I will bring them back to their fold, to their safe pen and surrounding. They will be fruitful and multiply. I will care for them. I will gather them up from here and there and bring them back together. And then I will raise up shepherds who will shepherd them. And my sheep and flock shall not fear or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing." The Lord cares for his people. And these readings seem to me quite poignant at this time, very timely. For better or for worse, I have been spending a little extra time these days keeping up or listening to podcasts and interviews, commentary from within the Catholic Church, mostly American. And it seems, depending on who you speak to or who you're listening to, it seems like the world is falling apart, and perhaps the church falling fastest. There is much that is imperfect and evil happening within the church, things being uncovered, bishops being called out and found out. It is a time when the Lord may need to call out to his poor shepherds and say, "You have scattered and destroyed, you have driven away my sheep, you have neglected them, and I will deal with you later." It may feel like this time is now within the church. Just living our life within our society, even locally in Calgary, in southern Alberta, in Canada, that it is becoming perhaps more and more challenging to comfortably or confidently live a life that is Catholic and faithful. Because the world has decided that it is not acceptable to live in a way or to speak in a way that may make someone else uncomfortable, that it may discourage another, that it may make someone think twice about their decisions in life. And if we say anything that may cause any discomfort to another, whether it be true or not, if they are uncomfortable, we are not allowed to say it. We are not allowed to display it or live it out. This seems to be a trend that is growing in our society. It is a voice of intolerance that seems to, very ironically, be speaking out against intolerance. We are in a time where the flock of Christ is susceptible to scattering, being driven out and away. And there are many voices for us, for our young people to listen to, many voices that they could choose to listen to. Without having this homily be too alarming, we can turn our eyes back to Scripture. Jesus Christ tells to us that I will lose no one whom is brought to me. I will neglect or deny no one who turns to me. I will not forsake anyone who is mine. I will not lose even one sheep. Jesus Christ is our good shepherd. No matter the voices that may be striving to teach us or to convince us or to guide us in a variety of ways, we have one shepherd. And the shepherds of the church are called to reflect, to personify, to mirror that one good shepherd. If we are in doubt, we have a shepherd. And clearly we know that the sheep of that one good shepherd hears his voice. If we are part of his flock, we are his flock because we recognize his voice. Jesus says, "I know them and they follow me." We have a good shepherd. If we struggle to find worthy shepherds around us in a variety of areas in our life, voices that are trustworthy, voices that are true or virtuous, we have a shepherd to follow, to find comfort in, to find our truth in. Jesus tells his friends, "Come away and rest a while. Come and rest in me. Come and be with me. And although this detail is not described in the gospel, it could have been that Jesus sent his apostles back away from the shore to find some time, to rejuvenate, to rest, while he, perhaps alone, met with the crowd and treated them as the good shepherd that he is, the divine shepherd. As we move through this weekend and honor the Lord's Day, let us remember our Lord who is our shepherd. And at the same time, trust in him, listen to him, be confident in following him. The Lord reassures us that he will gather his flock together and raise up shepherds after his own heart. But even if the shepherds that seem to be around us most closely are not of the Lord's heart, then we still have the one true shepherd. At the same time as clinging to him, choosing to be united to him, and claiming our place amongst his flock, at the same time let us pray for our shepherds that have been offered to us by the Lord. They are imperfect as we are imperfect. They can be misled as we can be misled. They can lack courage as we can lack courage. So let us pray for our shepherds, that their hearts and lives, their vocations may reflect the truth and the presence of Christ within them, so that when we turn to them, we will be turning as if we were turning to Christ, who is our true shepherd, the best shepherd, the divine shepherd, so that under his care, under the care of the Lord, we may be able to weather any storm because of our faith, because of our membership in the church, because of our unity as the body of Christ. Let us continue to walk forward day by day, trusting ourselves to the Lord and praying for those who have been offered to us to lead.